had the sausages on my fingers. I was just trying to play the piano. I had the sausages and the string. I was playing the organ, and then he smashed my half pipe.
Jim, do you hear what Gord is saying here?
Yeah, I hear him boo-hooing about his broken wheelie board ramp. Is that what you mean?
Yes, Jim, but do you understand what he's saying? Sounds to me like he just wants you to accept him as your son, to approve of him and what he wants to do with his life. Now, how does that make you feel?
First of all, I don't give a rat's ass what this snot-nosed punk wants. As long as he lives in my house and eats my food, I make the rules.
I want to eat chicken burgers!
You little prick.
Jim, don't hurt my baby. Now sit down.
You're an embarrassment to my family.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least I don't touch Freddy.
Very what?
Excuse me?
Yeah, he touches my little brother. He takes him down behind the furnace and he touches him in his pants.
See the insanity I have to put up with here?
He's embarrassed. He touches my little brother. He fingers him.
You're a goddamn liar!
Jim, do you touch him? Do you finger our boy?
Don't you get wacky on me. What the fuck are we talking about here?
Mr. Brody, this is very serious. Based on what I've heard here today, I am required by law to notify the authorities.
You hear that, Dad? You're gonna pay! He's a molester. He's a child molester! Ah! 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 Ah!
Ah!
Sal, how's your ass?
Oh, Miss Colonoscopy Doctor.
Colonoscopy.
Hmm?
Colon.
This colonoscopy doctor, she's gorgeous. You should have seen her in her white coat. I wanted to give her a little tongue depressor action. Hey, now.
You gonna go for another appointment?
No, I don't think so. Looking up the ass was a one-time thing.
But I'm thinking of asking her out. Hank, how do you ask somebody out who's seen the inside of your ass?
I think she has a thing for me.
How could you tell? Weren't you facing the other way?
Well, granted, I was sedated at the time, but there was a vibe in that room. You know, it usually takes several years to get to that level of intimacy.
Here we are, born to be kings, we're the princes. Here we belong, fighting for survival.
And welcome to another Papa's Basement. Had a little butt-themed intro right there, which of course kicks it into Queen, little Freddie Mercury. I'm gonna turn it down. I can't compete with it. I had never really listened to this song before, guys. First of all, welcoming Will and Leo.
Howdy.
What's up, man?
Speak up, gents. There we go.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I can't hear you.
You're fine.
Oh, well, hold up.
Crank up your headphones. You're good. So, I don't know if you guys had ever heard this one. Did you ever watch the Highlander series?
Nah.
Okay, it started with this. And there's a badass beginning to it, and then it cuts to this.
The first Highlander, or?
No, the show that was on, like, USA or WDC, like a syndicated piece of crap.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, like Lorenzo Lamas or whatever.
Exactly, Renegade. Lorenzo, excellent.
Wait, cool. Renegade's the Highlander?
No, it was a guy who looked like him.
Oh.
That kind of sleazy ponytail.
Kevin Sorbo.
I'm not afraid to show my ass on camera type. Oh. Yeah, Kevin Sorbo, good pull. This song gets gayer by the minute. Listen to this. This is like out of Rent.
No, they're really like operatic or whatever.
Yeah, but I love me some Queen. They were a little more condensed than this. This is a later one. If you guys want a treat, go on YouTube and look up Princes of the Universe, Queen. And he looks like Lieutenant Colonel of the Queer Army.
I mean, is this when he already had AIDS?
Probably, man. He had the full mustache, like the Scott Thompson when Scott Thompson's looking gay mustache.
You said maybe prince or princess.
Exactly. That's another thing. Prince of the universe, or princes, as in multiple prince, male ruler under a king.
No.
But you say it fast, sounds like princesses of the universe.
Yeah.
I'm sure he intended it. The freaking name of the band is Queen.
This
the guy
true.
Knew what he's doing. God bless him.
Actually,
God bless him.
On Behind the Music, I remember they said he just thought it was like strong and powerful or whatever. Like he didn't
yeah,
think of the
but
homosexual.
Only a gay man
yeah.
thinks Queen is empowering.
That's true.
If you were straight, you would have gone with King. Well, the show outline, we got three decent little subjects I want to get to. First, I'm not going to exaggerate here. I know it's a little early in the millennium, but we have the news topic of the millennium already. And we're only, what, 8 years in? Pretty impressive, man. We can die now after hearing this one. Second, we got, it was a topic from last night, actually. The three of us went out and came back with a few sips in our belly. And we got on the subject of porn stars with a couple other people. Mind you, there were women there, too. It wasn't just three guys like, hey, porn. And then, you know, the autofocus ending to that scene where we all whip it out. And and the last thing, something Will, you and I have talked about a lot, and we'll see if Leo agrees with it, but we'll say a certain demographic shift in MySpace and Facebook. Will knows exactly where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Leo, you're in for a treat.
All right.
Well, let's get to the news item. It's on CNN.com, but pretty much all over the wire. Baghdad, Iraq. Two women were strapped with explosives Friday and sent into busy Baghdad markets where they blew up, blah, 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 blah. The bombs killed at least 98 people, wounded more than 200 popular pet markets on the holiest day of the week for Muslims.
Pet markets?
Pet market. I don't know. Apparently they got Petco, you know. Islamic Petco.
If you're in Iraq, like, yeah. Are you in any condition to be taking care of anything besides
you're like,
yourself?
I want to keep my limbs, and I want a gerbil. God, gerbils. But is there any crappier pet?
I was just, oh, God, dude, that's so weird. I was just thinking about them when I was taking a piss out in the hallway.
They live like goldfish.
3 years.
Yeah.
Oh, I know why. I was thinking of that. Ugly-ass Punxsutawney Phil. I wanted to talk about him.
We'll get to it. Well. I forgot. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's today.
That is one ugly-ass animal.
All right.
Like, I usually assert that I like
the groundhog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with that thing's face?
Well, you know what? I'm going to look that up afterward. You piqued my interest, but let me finish this one.
Well, it ties into this because it looks like a damn rodent with Down syndrome.
In both bombings, the attackers were mentally disabled women whose explosive belts were remotely detonated.
That's pretty cool.
They have perfected the retard bomb, dudes. We are not winning this war. I'm sorry. Whenever I'm thinking of this now, I'm picturing Warren from Something About Mary.
That's what I'm saying.
I should have gotten some sound bites of that. But
I'm ignorant as hell when it comes to this, but are people with Down syndrome like retards with weird-looking heads?
Yeah, the Down syndrome...
This is really PC.
You got the mashed face.
Okay, yeah, because I teach someone whose brother is Down syndrome.
And then you get the fetal alcohols kind of have the Down syndrome look, too.
I don't know.
A little bit. A little bit of, a lack of a depth for the eyeball. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
how your eye comes in and then the bridge of your nose comes out?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They kind of just have, a smooth, someone painted eyes on a mannequin type look.
Alien head.
Alien, exactly. Where the eye actually comes out. The water brains.
Simpsons eyes.
But yeah, man. I'm picturing two Iraqi women who look exactly like Warren. They're both in earmuffs, of course.
Have you seen my baseball?
Exactly. And one Iraqi, the suicide bomber coordinator, walks over and is like, yeah, ask him about his baseball, except he calls it something else. You know, have you seen my wiener? Kablam. I'm sorry, man.
What I was thinking is okay, so how... Well, first of all, how the hell do you tell them apart from anyone else there?
Oh, well, okay, because they're PC like us. An ADA aide said the people referred to the bomber at central Baghdad's Al-Ghazi market as the quote-unquote crazy woman, and that the bomber at a second market had an unspecified birth disability.
Okay, no, but I mean... Just
so they're looking effed up, but they're under the burqas,
right? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So,
Or are they not anymore? No, they used to not be. Like, Iraq was kind of liberal, and now the fanatics are taking over. Maybe they're under it. Who the hell knows?
But
you
can
conceal bombs and retardedness with a burqa.
But don't
we are not winning.
Don't they have to be, a certain distance away so they don't get blown up, too? That's what I don't get.
Oh, yeah. The bombs were lit off with cell phones.
Okay, so they're
cell
not,
phone
like,
triggers.
They're not, watching the person to make sure they get in, the most populated area.
Maybe. I mean, you can have binoculars.
That's true. From a rooftop or
something?
Yeah,
you know, you kind
of... That's when I get back to, how the hell do you...
Maybe you have
apart?
A shiny lens and make them chase the light into the middle of the square, and then blam, and that's it, man.
But
Retard surprise.
It wasn't it killed like 90 people or something?
98. The bombs were filled with like ball bearings and stuff. So
dude,
it just went off.
That's insane, man. Like, we
like
can't
huge
even
shotgun
that.
Pellets. No! The re-
100 people just like explode?
Yeah.
Guts and
we're
everything.
We're getting retards to work
everywhere.
At Walmart, and they're making retard bombs. I cannot get over this. I know everyone's going to let this drop. I am going to use the term retard bomb for the rest of my days, man. I just, like, every time you see a retard from now on, just imagine them exploding into a sea of ball bearings. Taking out everyone around them.
Now retards won't be able to get jobs now.
Exactly. But they'll be like, we're on to your kind.
Yeah.
Shuffle on in your walker.
It's going to be like The Ringer. Someone's going to act like they're retarded.
God, underrated film.
Yeah, it's
I'm
a good
sorry.
Movie.
I love The Ringer.
It's not that funny. Honestly.
Okay, it had its
I mean,
moments.
It's good.
It was great because it was one of those flicks where I feel I empowered the audience because everyone felt bad about laughing at the tards at first. And I'm just having like the Cape Fear Max Cady laugh where he's like, ah!
I must have went with a black audience because
everyone
they
was
laughing.
It. No, it was dead silence and I'm the first one laughing. And then everyone's like, I guess it's okay. You know, I felt like MLK in the theater so leading the way, man. That was an experience.
We didn't get no effing ice cream.
God. Oh, my God. There's some cute broads in that. First of all, Katherine Heigl. That's how I first saw
her. But she didn't
her.
Look good in that movie.
I had a thing for her in it.
I thought she looked better there than, like, a Knocked Up.
Nah. My first,
Knocked Up, she's better presented.
My first meeting with her is My Father, My Hero.
Oh, with Gerard Depardieu, which is, like, 13 and has no boobs.
Hey, I was, like, 11, so.
And had no boobs.
Yes. And had boobs.
Oh,
I was a chubby kid.
Oh, God. Yeah, mine never went fully away. Like, I kind of have pecs.
No, I still have them.
Yeah, I got pecs, but it presses the boob on top. Like, my logic was you get enough pec, and it'll stretch the fat out, and it'll just look like a big pec. But no, I just look like I got Dolly Parton tees. Oh, well.
No, it's like sometimes, like, speaking of porn stars, or you ever see, like, some chicks with implants where it's like you can actually see, like, the A cup coming out on top
oh,
of the
it's
implant.
Gross. Yeah. Oh, and then
it just looks like an A cup sitting on like a bowling ball.
Also, the doggy style pucker.
Oh, yeah.
Where it looks
it, like,
ridged, like a pie tin on the side of them. Yeah, when they're getting banged out. Doggy, especially.
Not attractive.
Not a plus.
But I don't know. Back to the retard bomb.
Yeah, back to the retard bomb. The whole reason I came in today. While nursing a hangover. And nothing to add on retard bomb. It speaks for itself, man. It's a retard bomb.
Also
a remote-controlled retard bomb.
I mean, I guess the terrorists actually got smart and was like, why are we killing ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
Let's kill other people now.
Exactly.
Well, that's the thing, yeah. I don't think they're losing
why don't they
their resolve.
Why don't they make bomb dogs, bomb cats, bomb gerbils?
Yeah.
While
or just straight bombs
crappy.
And just leave it there.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, or just remote detonated bombs.
I love how I'm a retard. Whenever I think bomb, I just think of like a Super Mario Brothers, like black cannonball. <that I use. laughs> Like, I have no imagination whatsoever. Exactly. Ba-bomb with eyes and a little crank on his side and feet.
You should have played that song.
I don't have my waveboard. I know what you mean. My little sound bite.
What, Mario Brothers?
Yeah, and I have the Mario jumping sound effect.
I'm talking about
boners.
The crisscross.
Oh, da-bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did have that saved. Let's see if it's in my bookmarks really quickly.
Or that one old funk song, Who Dropped a Bomb on Me?
Oh, Gap Band.
Yes.
Who dropped a bomb on me. Classic. Well, let's get to the second news story, which isn't as meaty as I thought it was now that I read it.
I haven't heard this one.
All right. Nun accused of sexual assault to spend 1 year in jail. Roman Catholic nun, touch boys, wieners, a couple of them in Milwaukee. Sister Norma Giannini, 79.
No. Dirty old Italian.
Yeah, dirty old eye-tie wench with her mustache. I'm picturing a 79-year-old. First of all, come over here, boys, and take a gander.
Was she hot, actually?
Oh, she's 79, first of all.
Sophia Loren's, like, still pretty hot. She's
I guess.
Almost 70. She might be 70, Christ.
Oh, she's easily, man. She was she was like 30.
Ugly.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what man she looks like.
Jesus!
Yeah.
Almost looks like W.
Yeah. Like if W hit the sauce a little hard and went unbathed for about 4 or 5 days.
Mixed between W and Elliot Gould.
You were so waiting to sneak that in. and a George Siegel later in the show, maybe. Oh, I love old Jewish actor references.
But, oh, God.
Yeah, she's... But so I'm thinking this old hag is touching wieners of, like, 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
Because I read headlines.
Or, like, 30-year-old priests or something.
Nah.
Was she doing that to discipline them or something?
Let's see. She gets 60 days, 1 year. Been a 4-decade-long struggle for the two victims who first came forward in 96, but it took 10 years before their allegations developed. In other words, she was like, what, 79 minus 40 is 39. And touching wieners.
Oh, so this is like an ancient charge?
Yeah. And so you've got 50-year-old men who are like, this old bag diddled my schlong.
Get over it.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ.
Not like you got butt fucked. I mean, butt.
But, like butt hugged.
Sleepers or anything.
Yeah, I just saw that the other day.
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah, it's a good movie. Like, I've seen it before. That's the most. Like, that was the first time I'd actually seen it, like, more or less all the way through.
But we got the quote, she has no soul, no morality, creatures like this belong in prison, blah, blah, blah.
No, she's just doing what comes naturally. It's you and your damn religion telling her, like, she can't do anything with a dude.
Not only that, man, haven't we been on the subject before? Like, the teacher touching your wiener is, like, a good thing.
Well, I don't know.
Mean, it depends.
We don't have a picture of her when she was 39.
Exactly. Like. Yeah. If you want to sex it up, pretend she looks like a Sophia Loren or who's the Italian with the Racola from the second and third Matrix that I love so much?
Monica
Bellucci.
Yeah.
There we go.
No, but that one teacher was Deborah LaFavre, whatever.
Brett Favre.
The blonde chick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, who's going to complain about like effing
my God.
Her?
Oh, my, yeah, seriously, I could have used that. Now, mind you, we had some gross pigs for teachers. I'm thinking, like, Mrs. McCunney, you know, big sloppy blonde C.
Yeah, I don't think I ever had any, like, hot, hot teachers. There was one in Chantilly after you left, Mrs. Smith, like a math teacher.
No kidding. I heard about her.
Yeah, no, she was pretty hot.
The legend lives on.
Pretty milfish.
I had one hot teacher, Mrs. Comer, in first grade. And this is right when I started finding dad's porn in the car. You remember that, right? Or were you too young for that?
I remember, like, finding his porn under the couch.
Yeah, he used to just leave it lying around. He'd, like, whip it out,
watch
the TV.
Wasn't very well
done. The porn, not his penis. Yeah. Like, yeah, no, that was a treat when we were kids. But, God, I still have a formative memory.
That's got to be part of the reason why I'm such a mess now.
Oh,
me too. In
fact,
I just looked at, like, hardcore Swedish porn when I was 2 years old.
Well, it's not like it was being aired to us. Let's clear. Oh,
call.
Be call. This is Maria. Hold on. Look at the line ready.
I'm going to deny that ever happened, too.
Caller.
Hello.
Oh, Stack.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, hey, what's up, Tom?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not much. How are you, buddy?
Good.
Oh, it's Tom Gavin.
Yeah, it's Tommy G.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, I hear you on Dynamite.
Yeah, buddy.
We're fans.
What?
I said we're fans, Tom.
Yep.
I like hearing the feedback. All right, Tom, it was good to hear from you, my friend.
Yeah, George Mason's up.
Okay, good to hear.
All right.
Take care, Tom. Kaboom!
That's just what I was thinking. It's like, God.
Call back.
Now it's your mom.
Maybe. We would have gotten a call.
No, it's Tommy again.
Yellow.
Now it's me.
Oh, yeah. Crap. Hold on. Let me get the feedback down.
Oh, I thought that was just Tom, like, being a special person and having the TV cranked.
It is. Maria has it, too.
Oh.
Would you kindly, clarify things? I mean, he didn't have it all over the place, and I realize that you have to have a show, but it's really terrible when we're put up there for mockery.
What's not mockery? It's just porn he had around, like people with Playboys around.
All right. Well, let's not claim this is why we were upset. Okay, bye.
Jeez, bye.
Your mom's saying you guys are exaggerating.
She says that about everything. Like, she says, I exaggerate when I said they hit me. I don't know exactly. They hit me.
We got
bad.
Whooped.
Yeah. I got worse.
You got
than
worse because you never knew when to shut your full mouth.
Oh, because I'm an a-hole. I don't know. I was when I was a kid. I mean, I don't blame them. I would have hit me too if I was a kid.
Oh God, yeah. I can't. I'm not gonna parent for a while.
No, especially boys.
That
God,
kid
boys
won't walk
are
right.
Such turds.
Wow, that sounded real pedophilic.
Well, no, because like I teach, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like girls, like when they're young, they can actually concentrate and learn. And behave like human beings. boys are just like these horrible, little ADD monsters. Oh, yeah. And I think it's even worse now.
That's how they learn, the hand.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, like, you've probably read stuff how, like, you know, boys are falling behind, like, in school and stuff.
Yeah, sure.
And they're actually thinking about, like, separating co-ed education.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, like, just boys are damn near retarded now.
Yeah, well, getting back to the juicier porn tale. All
right.
Yeah, I'll try. I hadn't heard that, though, honestly.
So your house, the Playboy Grotto.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like Swedish.
It was hardcore, weird. Like, I remember, like, a real low-production black and white magazine, and it was just a chick with a gigantic ass bent over, and it's just, like, her ass next to a stop sign in the woods. And that image is burned in my head, like, till my dying day. Because right after I saw that, Mom started banging on the window of the car because it was in his work car.
Oh.
And she dragged me out and it was like, you know, toes me in front of Dad and says, "Hey, you know, look at what your son was doing." He just started laughing.
Oh, really?
He's, of course, proud I'm into chicks at, like, you know, age four or something.
I never knew she, like, actually bitched him out for it.
Lightly.
Oh, okay.
You know,
I don't remember any discipline going on in that house whatsoever. Really.
No, we never got grounded like straight up like cracker kids do.
No.
I remember they tried it once and I started laughing. Like, they just, because like,
we're saying that, yeah, like one time I came home at 4 a.m. in high school, dude, and like they took my keys, just like took them right back out of the drawer.
Yeah,
like,
and we lived on a ground floor. Like, we have a one level house. They grind us, we'd jump out the window.
Yeah.
Who cares? And then they're afraid we'd cut our necks off going through the window. And so, you know. We weren't grounded 2 seconds later.
But, goddamn, what was that? Oh, yeah, from the 70s porn, all I remember is just many untrimmed 70s bushes.
I just remember that the ones he had starred John Holmes, a Swedish erotica brand.
Yeah. Those two.
And I remember
Johnny Wad.
Yeah, Johnny Wad. Like, for the longest time, I thought when anyone would skeet, or issue, if you will, it always looked like friggin' half and half. Like, because it's John Wad, you know, the creme de la creme. And also, I thought everyone's junk was that size. So I'm getting older. I'm just like, when is this going to kick in? You know? But, yeah, we had a box. And then there's the black dude, John Keys, who was black Johnny Wad. And then there was Auntie, what was her name? The blonde chick.
Aunt Peg.
Aunt Peg. There you go.
She's actually, like, somewhat famous.
Was she?
Yeah.
She had the short hair.
Yeah.
But it was just like four actors, and they all just banged each other. It was so great and so low budget.
Smaller industry at the time.
Yeah, exactly. It's a small world, an innocent time. But, oh my God, yeah.
Not like today.
When did he chuck all that? Because I remember...
The Swedish erotica is still there.
To this day.
Yeah.
Covered in rat crap. And stuff
I
like
that.
We used to have mice for a little bit in that room, and there was like mouse feces, so I'd go in there and be like, I'm going to die to SARS just to get a hard on, you know?
I think he threw it out when he quit D-World or whatever.
I think so, too, because right when I really started needing to fix it, like age 10 or 11, it was gone. Exactly. Like everything in life.
Yeah, like when I hit puberty, I used to like search that garage up and down.
Weekly. Weekly.
God damn it. Like,
every Monday when we were home early from school, it would just be like, it would be double there. You know what I mean? Easter egg hunt.
Remember, like, when you first hit puberty, you could just like use anything. Because you can't buy porn, and the internet hadn't really, like,
there was no
then.
Net at that time, especially when I started. You had to take Sears catalogs.
Like Victoria's
Secret was, like, the flavor, crack at the time.
Whatever you could find.
Sports Illustrated Simpsons
exactly.
Edition for me.
No, I remember, like, it was just this really steady escalation. Like, I found first lingerie ads, so that was great. Like, every Sunday, it was like a new piece of porn getting mailed to your house. And I'd run off and take them in the bathroom for like an hour. And then, quick aside, remember there was a time where they gave us like green aloe lotion? Like, we always had hand lotion, and it went from white to green at one point. Uh-huh. And like, I was wearing whitey tighties. And, you know, every one of them had this green stain in it afterward. And mom was like, are you wiping anymore? I was just like, oh, I've just been sick lately.
Oh.
And they swapped it back to white. And it was, you know, obviously the underwear was safe again. But, every Sunday. And I would save the choicest bits in this huge folder I had that just collected over the years. And then you got Victoria's Secret. Like, mom wasn't into that. she never had any good catalogs coming, so we'd have to go to other kids' houses to steal their VSs.
Neighbors with hotter moms.
Exactly. And then I remember one time Uncle Penny was subscribing to the Fredericks of Hollywood catalog.
Oh, that's kind of gross. I don't know that.
You know, just for the... Yeah, I know. It's gross when you have to think of
it. Hopefully he was buying it for some...
No, he was alone at the time. But I remember bumming that. And then it graduated to Playboy.
Bogarted porn.
Yeah, oh, bogarted porn. I know. It's like a notch below sharing a woman.
But
it's so gross.
It is a notch below sharing a woman.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Especially when like the pages are all crinkled and you know it's been on sinks and stuff. And people have touched it after washing their hands, hopefully. And then you had Playboy, and then it culminated magazine-wise with Club. When you saw Cracked Clam for the first time, and you're just like, and that was it.
Oh, Lord.
Club International.
Yeah.
And Swank. I think those were the big ones.
I never had that many Swanks. I had a bunch of clubs.
I had Club International and Club. Club International, if I was feeling continental, shall we say.
No, I was going to say, like, I can't like look at a magazine now.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
What the S is this?
Oh, no. Once in a blue moon, I will. Like, you put on a piece of vinyl. You know, you're like, how quaint. And you laugh, and then you go to the real thing. God bless it. Lord. I mean, that brings us nicely to the topic of last night we were discussing, which, you know, you can see what a guy finds his ideal figure, if you will, his ideal physical type for abroad by talking about what porn star he desires. You know, they're all kind of physically exaggerated beings. Mm-hmm. So everyone is like 18-inch junk and, you know, like triple D cans and stuff.
Yeah.
And do you want to just play along? Freeones.com? And everyone click along at home to Free Ones, except for Maria Papa Giorgio. You can busy yourself with making us a carrot cake right now. Or
do what, though?
I want you, like, I love that we were just making fun of each other's greatest desires. Like, oh, this is the chick I find hottest, and it pops up, and everyone else is like, oh, that ugly skankwad. That cracked me up.
I don't know. I mean, if you want to, I don't care.
I liked it. It made me laugh. So, well, Leo, I'll throw you on the block first.
All right. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't like...
Okay, freeones.com, getting typed in. And there's no nudity that can go over the air, so...
No.
Oh, I mean, hold on. Let me kill the audio really fast because I don't know when there will be an ad with sound.
Can you see your just internal
like,
speaker?
Oh, finish in my mouth, you know.
Oh, no. Free ones. They don't have like
audio
pop-ups
ads
or anything.
Okay. Well, I'm going to kill the card anyhow. There we go. So, do we want to go with like one or two? Is there one that typifies it for you?
One
or two
is, well, yeah, we can have two.
Two each.
All right. One
these
is
are just current
Cody
favorites.
Lane. That's my first one.
How do we spell that?
CODYLANE.
And I'm going to encourage callers to call in after they've looked. Cody Lane. So I'm going to click Cody Lane. 113 hits. This chick's been busy.
Are you sure our massive audience won't crash the site?
Yeah.
Inoperable.
Oh, God. That was good. All right. This is the first post is titled Cody Lane Takes a Big C. Like a champ. And new with exclamation next to it. Okay, I'm looking at Cody Lane as a ragged face.
Yeah, like, I like the tan brunette, so basically, it's just my style.
What is this? Jerked. Jerkednetwork.com. It looks like a big A, big T type of site. Up my alley. I'm looking at Claire Dames. Claire Dames is a little chunky looking.
Yeah, she's chubby.
Got a little bit of an arm there.
Yeah.
Looks like Andre the friggin' giant. Okay, so total soft face on that. I like a chin on a chick, like a, you know, a kind of model-y actress.
I think you got a bad picture, because I know that one, because I was there.
Okay, let's see something else in her au revoir.
Yeah.
Is it au revoir? There we go. That's the word. Cody Lane shares a C with her girlfriend.
All right, let's do that one.
This sounds pretty interesting. There she is. There's a bleached bum.
Who's the girlfriend?
It is a blonde girl. And I'm looking at very nice. The gent seems uncut. And Cody's doing her thing. Let's see. She kind of looks youngish.
Yeah.
There's something youngish
she's like
to her.
19 or something.
Yeah, I was going to say, in reality, she's probably 19. And we're just aging horribly.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know what? I like brunettes. I like boobs. I'll give you a pass.
All right. Thank you, sir.
And the next one?
Next one.
Because I bet mine will catch crap. Cause it,
like, I have these three girls. Okay. But I'll take one.
Okay.
Let's do Eva Angelina or something.
Yeah, she's pretty. I don't know. I used to think she's really hot.
Yeah, okay. Sometimes she is, and sometimes she's not. And
again, she's got like, kind of like a fat chipmunk face.
If you want, you know what? The last one did too. I'm noticing a pattern, and okay, maybe this is Leo's thing.
Likes the buck teeth.
Yeah. Okay. Eva has an equally impressive resume. We have Eva Angelina is bound, gagged, and forced to the C word for completion in all caps. Rhymes with bum. So let's see. Oh, wow. This is some dungeon. This is hogtied.com.
Oh, I don't do that.
Some looks
I actually
like
knew some chick who was on there.
Yeah, in your friend's drummer, right? Yeah. The drummer in your band, his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Creepy fact. She was a bondage model.
She ended up, I've seen her like doing hardcore, too.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Even after she swore.
Thank God I turned off the audio, because that definitely just launched a movie of her getting a cattle prod to her junk. And there's definitely some like milk pumps on the nibblies.
Or as I like to call it, making love.
10 to 10. All right, all right. Will, your picks?
I'll go
so,
with the
by
one.
The way, we can deduce that Leo likes the brunette with kind of like a chipmunky face.
I guess so.
A youthful fool face.
See, I'll go with two blondes with big fake racks.
Okay.
The first would be, like we were talking about, Trina Michaels.
Trina Michaels.
Isn't Trina like mixed?
She might be. Like she has kind of like a weird face.
I think she's mixed.
171.
She looks pretty white to me, but
Trina Michaels just... Trina Michaels is the first post. I don't like the title of that. I like the colorful titles. So I'm going to go with Trina Michaels in pink with a C shoved up her A.
Oh, God.
Load up. And it delivers what it promised. There's the C. There's the A.
Is she in pink?
There's a little V, too. She's in pink.
All right. Just making sure.
And they're shoving. Not bad. Not bad. Okay. There's the face.
I don't know. Last time I saw her, she was kind of chubby, so that's why I didn't really like.
I clicked again on her with the C and the A and the bits. Okay, not bad. I don't know if I get the fuss, but sure. Sure.
To each his own, Tony.
All right. I don't get it, Brian. Okay, and one more.
Because
mine are pigs. Mine are just sloppy, juggy pigs that I love.
Last time, Shyla Styles.
And okay, I agree with you.
With an
one.
S?
Yeah.
Yeah.
S-H.
S-H-Y.
L-A. L-A. And Styles.
Of course, it's porn. It's Shyla with a Y. How foolish of me. S. H. This is what I always hate about free ones. It's such a hunt for the specific name. Mm-hmm. Plus, you're doing stuff when you're typically looking at free ones.
Yeah.
And you get frustrated and just click on another name and completely forget. I see a Shyla Wet.
Nah, do you know how to Styles?
I'm going to just do edit search. What's S-T-Y-L-E-S?
No, S.
Yeah.
I see.
No, she's supposed just S-H-Y-L-A. Type that in.
S-H-Y-L-A. Shyla Fox, Shyla Styles. There we go. 135 posts. Busy girl. No, we're, you know what? Based on title, I'm going to have you pick what you think is going to be the one that wins me over to Shyla.
All right.
We have Shyla Styles.
Sadly, I probably know like what the link's actually connected to.
The one in public I like.
Okay.
A's in public.
Yeah.
We have Shyla Styles shows off her sexy money makers. I wonder what those would be. Shyla Styles sucking C and getting AF'd. I like that you're getting a kick out of it.
It never gets old.
Shyla Styles and Nikki Benz effing a big D. Shyla Styles posing in a free ones t-shirt. I'm guessing that is what it
go
is.
Go with the second one.
No, go with the one with Nikki Benz.
Oh, yeah, because you mentioned her.
Two for the money.
Well, we have one last one that could be the great white hope here. Hot Dr. Shyla Styles effing a patient.
I guess she looks okay in that. I don't know.
We'll do S-ing C and getting AF'd. All right. Because that's
Abercrombie and Fitch.
A lot of bang for the buck.
Abercrombie and Fitch.
All right, cute broad. I'll give you that. She looks remotely innocent for a chick who's staring at a Godzilla innocent. That's about to do her up the...
She looks like a CGRW. The last three letters stand for Guzzling Road Whore.
Exactly. And the first word has been abbreviated multiple times in this segment.
And it rhymes with bum.
Yeah, exactly. I'm clicking. All right, good looking broad. Oh, she's part of the Bang Bros Network. Those boys do quality work. Although it's a little bit like Jackass meets porn. I don't like them talking to each other all the
time.
Yeah,
I hate that.
Especially the original Bang Brothers, where the whole concept was they picked up girls and then dumped them. Mm-hmm. So that's real. Yeah. You know,
all that stuff I know, like, oh, we met this MILF at the mall.
Exactly. Well,
that's real porn stuff.
You didn't notice that I had glasses on with a camera buried inside them.
No, it was actually, you see the cameraman.
Exactly.
With some, like, SE excuse.
We're filming this, and now we'll go with my two girls, and let's start with... Oh, I love Carmen calling the cell phone during the show. Call in. Call in, dum-dum. Call in. And we went over both of these yesterday, and I just want to get the same amount of crap off air. First would be Gianna Michaels.
I don't think they're bad. I'm just saying, like, and let me show you, like, some pics of, like, some chick actually...
Gianna Michaels is bad.
Terrible. Got with you in not... real life.
What now?
Here, hold on.
She's old fashioned.
While you're on the phone, let me bring up the pics of...
You mean the feedback hotline?
John?
Yeah. Oh, hello,
John,
Carmen.
I can't listen to your show because the internet is down. But I just wanted to tell you what I just did.
What did you do?
We were just... Hello?
Remember, we're on air.
Yeah. No, I was just at a thrift store, and there's this woman there who had this baby who kept making all this noise. Or not a baby, but like a toddler.
I like where this is going.
And I scream, shut up! And she goes up to me and she goes, what did you say? I said, shut your effing kid up! And then she grabbed me and she started shaking me and she's like, you don't talk that way to a kid! And I spit in her face and I told her, don't you touch me, you piece of white trash. And then she like started freaking out and we left.
Together?
So, wow. I can't even hear you, so I'm going to go, but I hope your show is going well today. I'm sorry I can't hear you.
That was a highlight.
The neighbors are, like, out of town, and their internet is off, so we can't siphon off of them.
Oh, my
God. Okay, bye-bye.
Later. God bless Carmen, the internet mooch. I always siphon internet, but only when downloading stuff.
Nah.
Like MP3s.
Uh-huh.
Who is it? Dave Zaff?
Yeah.
Dave Zaff is going to get an FBI raid, and he doesn't know how bad it's going to be.
What's the? I don't think they can do it. Like,
what is this? Pics from abroad you're talking to?
Or that I actually hooked up with.
Let's see what we got. If I see a picture of your junk, I will be disturbed.
You should.
I tricked all of you guys.
Yeah, exactly. Here it is again. Download attachment to my desktop. Because, yeah, we'll end the bit. I like Carmella Bing. And Gianna Michaels. They're both. Right.
I give.
Oh, Will!
Oh, let me see. Hold on a second.
Not bad. I mean, okay. The rack delivers, but the rest of it matches a rack of that size.
Yeah. No, that's not, like, the best one ever.
Poor mother. Why does poor mother have to hear this episode?
I don't know.
This is a real... I know shame for the first time maybe ever on the air. Okay, the face looks like a couple miles of bad road, and there's definitely a total... Yeah, either she has lats the size of Franco Columbus, or that is fat.
Oh, that's it's fat, but I mean, again, like...
Jugs.
Ginormous.
Ginormous, yeah. I have gone down that road for the sake of a boob once or twice. I'm not proud to say. And silence falls as we all just digest, images of someone that will... When did you last bring joy to this young woman's life?
Last summer? I don't know. Like, I talked online forever because she's friends with that chick, Stephanie. I used to hang out with her like, in high school. Like a pretty hot blonde chick.
No, drawing a blank. I remember you talking about this girl.
She's on my Facebook if you want to look that
up. Okay, one day.
But, yeah, anyway, so she's friends with her, and, like, she moved down to North Carolina.
Did you put her on top? Was Chubbsy ever on top?
No, actually, I didn't do it.
Oh.
I was like, that's kind of nasty.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. There's chicks where it's like, you'll take the pics just for the heck of it.
Well, no, I took something else, too.
But... Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Did it rhyme with Flow Rob?
Yeah.
Slightly. I went a little far with that one, but kind of.
Indeed.
All right, then. You know what? That's what that is built for.
Yeah.
And protein burns calories.
And then I said I wasn't over my ex and that I couldn't do it.
Then you started crying.
Exactly. Here's a tear for my past homie. Okay, so you did what people do with chicks with big racks.
Yeah.
And big other things.
Right.
What did Al Bundy say? Will, I know you know the line.
Big underpants, big stuff under her pants.
Exactly. We grew up on it, man. We grew up on it.
Oh, great.
I have to say that one time I had a fatty who was hell-bent on being on top. Oh. And mind you, I'm not a fan of the fatties. This is not something I practice regularly. It happens once in a blue moon.
Tony will be ashamed.
Oh, Tony will disown me. He'll buy pizza for us tomorrow for the Super Bowl and then spit at every slice as he hands it to me. Be like, eat up, pal. But let's just say the fatty, we're going to compare the contours of the fatty butt to a wet trash bag full of like a pudding, maybe.
Oh, God. You know,
just like the cover of Slippery When Wet is a trash bag covered in water. That's what fatty butt is like, too.
Covered in sweat.
Covered in sweat. Exactly. Now, imagine this texture and weight on top of it meeting your very sensitive thigh areas, especially where your legs meet the crotch bone, whatever the hell it's called, your pelvis.
No, that's why, like, I was talking to Leo about this last night. Like, I really like small chicks.
They're fun.
Because, yeah.
Like, I'm definitely like growing on me.
5 flat and, like, 90 pounds.
Not big on that a ton, but it can work.
Yeah, because, I mean, even, like Amazon-type chicks. Like, remember that one stripper at, what's it, Vixen's? Like, with the huge,
yeah.
Kind of look like Trina Michaels.
Okay.
Like, I got a lap dance from her. Like,
and it hurt.
Well, yeah, like, I mean, she...
Yeah, you can
she
only...
She put my hand on her cans, which is nice. Like,
you can only take so much, man. There's... Like, I mean, I felt like
yeah,
a G.I.
Exactly.
Joe. Like, as it went on, my skin was getting caught by this vacuum. And it just started to pool almost. And it caught my legs with it. And you know, like, when you were being a prick to someone you hated and you'd pull the legs out of their G.I. Joe?
Right.
And snap the rubber band? That's what it felt like. And I had to cop, like, a quick excuse. So I'm like, you need to stop because it feels too good. I'm about to finish too fast. It was murder. It was murder. And I've really never gone down that path since, except for once or twice.
What happened? We stopped talking because the lights came on.
Yeah, we're staring over at the station next to us. Our sister station. What is this? WRLD?
Yeah, World 30.
Oh, crap. They looked over and saw us staring over. And now it's going to become a Mexican standoff. So they're about, I don't know what show they do. They must hate me if they ever listen in.
I think that guy does a show about how much ass he gets.
Exactly. It's 3 minutes long.
The guy looks like Bill Gates, for those of you who can't see.
Exactly. For the three of you outside the studio, this guy,
let's
Bill
just
Gates,
make fun
creepy
of him
brother.
And hope that, like, we're piped through a PA, like, right in
Dude,
there. Right?
Yeah.
Look at that.
And we have, to run. We have to run the gauntlet while getting egged.
Who's that chick he's with?
She ain't bad.
Even her ugly ass can do better than that. No,
she's within bounds. Well, we're going to get to the last subject.
And what was that?
The subject is... for those out there who aren't familiar with the subject white flight, the term white flight, the expression, it was what, after World War II, when blacks got money, they got good housing in the city,
yeah.
In many cities.
I didn't know this. You told me that.
Yeah, and whites left the cities. They're like, screw this. You know, the whole racist notion of, what did we say last night? Quentin Tarantino said it's a country that's divided by class but thinks it's divided by race.
Yeah, that's true.
So the whites wanted to be like, oh, we're still
better
than the people who have equal money.
Right.
And so they got to the suburbs. Well,
and now, like, I know before we get on to, like, the whole MySpace equivalent of this, like, now, like, you know, the suburbs are starting to be populated more by, like, especially where we live, like Chantilly, where you used to live, like, Hispanics and stuff. You know, now
we live in Ecuador.
Yeah, now white people are moving out to, like, Loudoun County.
Exactly.
It's
like, going
like
back
they're
to their
leaving
Billy
Fairfax,
roots.
Yeah.
They're moving back to the mountains. They're, like, ancestors.
Yeah, just retreat away from the brown skin people.
It's horrible, man. But seriously,
it's
yeah.
true. I mean, it's not a coincidence. This
no.
is an actual trend.
No, it's
And it's so prevalent that anybody with eyes can pick up on it.
Yeah.
Like, more and more people moving out to like Leesburg and whatever else, Loudoun County, Aldi. Those are the two big ones, I think.
Oh, God. Aldi, especially.
Yeah, Aldi, South Ryden.
Down 50.
Yeah.
That whole thing, yeah.
Right.
It's the new white bastion.
Yeah, they got to get away from the Browns.
It's messed up.
But now what we were saying about MySpace is, well, I guess you don't notice because you don't use it to surf for Scooch, like the single people here.
You're not bad like us, yeah. As we hit, what a well, zip code, just noticed 5 miles browse. Yeah.
It's a little ghetto, if you will.
It's starting to look like our neighborhood, yeah. If you will.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it went from being the emo white kid thing.
Well, first of all, yeah, let's just agree, wasn't it like picking up ass on MySpace like a few years ago? Wasn't this like fishing with dynamite? It's like the easiest thing in the world.
Dude, we were the tens of MySpace like 3 years ago.
No, seriously, like my sex life owes Tom like quite a debt of gratitude.
Yeah, exactly. Smell my fingers, Tom.
God, I can't. Yeah.
But yeah, as you search, at first I thought like maybe I'd put in like a DC zip because I had ceased to do it for 8-10 months somewhere in there. I'm like, might as well take another gander.
Nothing but fat black chick. Not even hot black chick.
No,
that's
no.
The thing.
No problem with hot black chicks. Love me a hot black chick. But we're talking
BBWs.
BBW. Not only that.
BBBW.
Yeah, exactly. A BRW. And not only that, you're going to get pictures in the page that are of art. If it ain't thick, it ain't right.
Oh, God, I hate that.
Like, big, fat tubs with their... And you know what? I like thick. You know what thick is? Thick is a rap video where the chick is, like, 40,
Puerto Rican
14,
yeah.
58. You yeah. know what I mean? Like, a huge rack, no waist still, and a huge ass. Thick is not a Rosie
fat.
O'Donnell.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know what
thick
I mean?
Thick is just not a ball. Like,
yeah.
Fat.
And thick gets thrown out there.
Yeah.
And it's like, what are they going to try to take back the word fat next?
Yeah.
At like, least it's honest. Go with it.
PHAT.
I hate it when they say, like, nice curves, you know?
No, curvy. I'm curvy. Curvy Latina, looking for companion, you know?
You should just go on Craigslist and, like, see what you pull up. Like,
I will. Because
no, like, right now, just, like, read that headline.
No, that's immediately what sprung in my friggin' head as soon as we got on this subject.
Oh, man.
The Craigslist fatties.
Like...
I never
and
get
one
enough
thing,
of
I
this.
Guess what pisses me off is like, yeah, you know what?
Never a picture. And if there is a picture,
it's like
there's two
is better.
Okay, yeah. First you have the cartoon, like erotic cartoons of fat girls doing little skinny guys, and that's always creepy
yeah.
and completely ruins whatever Woodrow I'm working on. Second, you have the face picture, which crops out all shoulder, arm,
it can
neck.
Be extremely deceiving.
Exactly. And third, the fat chick pose is holding up the camera like Lady Liberty with her torch.
And sucking the cheeks in.
Suck in the cheek, show off the rackola, and hope that your rack
hide
is big enough
waist.
To... Exactly. Eclipse
hide
the tummy.
The gut.
Okay, we're going to go to personals. We're going to... Do we want casual or
women-seeking
men?
Women-seeking men.
Women-seeking men.
And just... You're doing DC, right?
Yeah, we're doing... Oh, limited to district? Yeah.
Oh, okay. No. All of us men don't do like San Francisco.
Hold on. Peculiar Proposition 20 Fantasyland is the address with a pick. All right, I'm clicking on this first. Screw it.
I'll just go to the BBW.
All right, it's a Dolce & Gabbana ad. I have a strange fantasy I'd like to fulfill. Thoughts of being raped probably isn't the most rational, but nonetheless, I have them. I'd like to hear your input in a scenario. It'd be nice, too. If I like it, maybe I'll want to use it. Me, young, petite, slim, and most say I look younger
See,
than I am.
People who say that is probably crazy. They're going
to... Oh, you'll go to the cops.
Yeah. She'll definitely go to cops right afterwards.
Yeah.
This guy raped me and beat me up.
Yeah. Hold on. Single black female looking for single white male. Tall, straight man, doesn't like cats. Festivus for the rest of us. Let's see what Festivus looks like. That's
probably
funny.
Fat, nerdy chick.
No. Cadaverous, pasty white girl. Hamster love. Jesus. Richard Gere. She's holding a hamster over her face. What a butterface trick.
Oh, that's nasty.
What am I, retarded? It's got a search engine. BBW. Okay. BBW.
I just thought it'd be like a plethora of them right off the bat.
No, I had to hunt a little.
Wow.
They're more in the casual encounters. The
that's
BBWs
true,
know what they have
like
to, they have
horny guys. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, a drunk Marine who's like, gotta get something before I ship out. BBW, looking for big fun guy! Exclamation 46.
At least she's looking for another fat person.
Yeah. Let's click on the post.
See if you find one,
I guess I need to start eating.
BBW looking for, like, George Clooney or something like that.
What is ISO?
In search of.
Okay. Yeah.
It took me like years to figure that out. So what the hell?
The BBWs are all old.
There's a shocker.
Let's see. There's a BBW with a question. There's a loving, luscious BBW/SWF seeking smart, sensitive single man.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
That would be you, Will.
If you're fat, you deserve nothing.
This is the post we wanted.
All right. Wait, does that have a picture?
No.
Oh.
You don't need it with words like this.
That's true. We are on the radio.
Exactly. I'm a hyper-educated, good-humored, XXL-sized, hyphen-loving woman. And there's a lot of hyphens in that first line. So fatty's funny. As Eddie Murphy said, you can't F a laugh. Part of me is potentially looking for something serious, but I'm looking for something more casual in the short term. A bit of email, followed by interesting mutual conversation about politics, parentheses, it's DC, our lives, or anything else substantive, what? And feelings of comfort and safety come first in public.
So she's fat and retarded.
She's fat and crafty, spelled with a K, like the macaroni.
Thick Velveeta cheese, which she drinks as a beverage.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, we're just... The fatties have taken over MySpace, and they've shoved the new white refuge has become Facebook, which is already getting spammed up with viruses and crap like that.
I've never like searched for people on Facebook, but yeah, I mean either. Part of the reason is because like you used to have to be in college,
yeah,
to be on Facebook.
Exactly.
So, yeah, naturally it's just gonna be like, now the floodgates more white have opened. People from that. But
oh, what are you trying to say?
I'm saying yeah, obviously, yeah, more white people are in college.
This is true.
I mean, that's the way it is. Yeah, like
there's more white people in general, so I'll go out on that limb.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the way it is.
It's a demo thing.
If there's plenty of white trash out there too, who doesn't go to college. Like,
I wonder if Strayer could get you on Facebook in the day.
Probably. I think so. Yeah.
I think anything with
EDU. .edu.
Yeah, Nova did.
God, Nova. I still have a Nova email address to this day. I forgot it.
Use it proudly.
Yeah.
NVCC.edu.
Oh my God.
What?
Nothing.
Oh,
just
I
got
someone
a text.
Was calling. But what the hell?
I like the pen clicking on the air. By the way,
fidgeting.
Le fidget.
No, it's just okay. So we're talking about.
No, we're talking about white flight to Facebook.
Yeah,
that's about it. It's dead end.
Well, no,
topic.
Yeah,
it's,
I think MySpace.
Just
what
check
it
out.
It's not people haven't left. They just like set their profiles to private.
That too.
Because yeah, I mean, you get so many a holes.
Makes
just,
it
like,
mighty,
spamming.
Mighty difficult to troll for a little. Of the cleft mm-hmm. when you're facing a private profile. It's like, you made me laugh. You said a few funny things in your profile. That's you can't do
exactly.
Anything.
You can't pretend to actually be interested in this
no.
person.
You can just do nice tease, want to chat, you know?
I'd go with nice tease, want to F.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm a gentleman.
A little bit more to the point.
I'm done. Anyone else want to air anything? Let's call it a day. I'm sleepy as balls.
Look up that damn Puxatawny Phil. Go to MSN.com.
Really fast. We'll do Puxatawny.
We have 6 more weeks of winter.
Yeah. Okay, first of all, how long does a goddamn groundhog live? That this has been the same quote-unquote groundhog.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, they don't even try to pass it off.
I'm pretty sure it's like when your hamster lived for like 18 years when you're a kid. Puxatawny.
No, just go to MSN.com.
Well, I want to... No, wait. God, why did
it's
I Google...
It's like Punxatawny. It's really Punks... weird to spell. It's
some
like,
Indian thing?
It's like P-U-N-X, yeah.
I wanted to Google groundhog lifespan real quickly.
Okay.
Since you brought that up.
If you Google or Wikipedia groundhog...
Why did I spell it H-A-W-G? I'm on retard pills today.
Hound dog.
Too many raps.
Groundhog. Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's a cute little thing.
It is not.
Kind of. It looks gigantic.
Oh, yeah, it's...
Mom used to love rodents, dude.
No, I like rodents, too. Up. Go to MSN.com. Like, look at the picture of them holding this retarded thing up.
Groundhog lifespan.
This is one ugly MF-er.
I like the movie Groundhog Day.
I've
good
never
movie.
Seen it.
We got a phone.
Yeah.
Let me look up the picture.
8 to 9 years.
About.
Yeah, you look it up real fast. Caller, hello.
Hello, prophetic Roman saint. I'm calling for the Jewish sex hotline. Oh,
this is Matt Ganoza with the soundboard. Go on, Matt.
My large Jewish body needs some loving. Well, I'm a double D, huge breast, brown nipples. I'm about 5'2", 195 pounds.
That is ugly. I'm going to dump out on you, Matt. Thanks for calling in with that finally, buddy. This thing looks like the undead. He is not kidding. P-U-N-X-S-U-T-A-W-N-E-Y.
It's, I guess Punk's, it's the name of the town. But yeah,
Utawny Phil. Google that on MSN. I think that was a little bit of a paradox. Google something on MSN. But look at this. This is ugly, man. I want your reaction. Okay, Leo, take a drink of water. I want a spit take all over the $1,000 equipment.
No, I love animals that aren't insects, but that is ugly.
It looks like a hand's up his ass.
And
though.
I remember thinking
happy.
That before, too.
Yeah, he looks, like, kind of scared.
Yeah, he looks like a 28 Days Later groundhog.
Yeah, like, it's huge. And if that thing bit you, you'd be bleeding profusely.
Your hand would come off.
You don't want to piss that thing off. I guess maybe they drug him up or something.
They do.
Wasn't that the whole gimmick? Carcass ass.
They gas him.
Oh, they kill him?
No, not.
Oh. Like they kill him immediately afterwards if it's more winter.
No.
F you,
not,
Bill.
Not kosher gassing. The other gassing.
Into like a mini gas chamber.
Well, 5 minutes. Shall we beat the traffic, if you will, gentlemen?
Yeah, all sure. Right. I don't care.
I like that ugly picture as an outro because the picture works on radio. Whatever made me laugh.
Makes us feel better about our ugly selves.
Hotter than an ugly rodent. All right, well, Leo, Will, thank you guys as always for doing it for no pay. Thank you, John, for doing it for no pay.
I thought I was getting paid.
All right, guys, see you next week.
Later.
Peace.
I just want you to remember one thing. This is your true love. Every night, the show is here for you. Everything else is bull.
Suffer. To survive, well, that's to find meaning in the suffering.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, falling, I can't get up.